It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
You know, I always say that it is a good life being a Christian, of knowing Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, but it goes further than that. It's a great life, and it's so great to be able to be living during this dispensation of the church, and we are looking at dispensation number 6 of the church, but you know, it's drawing to a close, I believe, as we look around and we see things going on. We're going to study about that just as we continue on in this study. This, of course, is what God has laid out for us as the people of God. He's laid out, we'll say, a map telling us what's going to take place. Now, he doesn't tell us when the church age will end. He doesn't tell us when the rapture of the church will take place. But he's letting us know that we do have contained in the Word of God that it should not take us by surprise when something takes place that God has said is going to happen, because he said it's going to happen and he's always had a plan. I've said that over and over again. But it's such a great privilege to be living now during this time. It's not only a good life, it's the great life. It's the best life that anyone could ever have, and that is to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, to be a Christian. Well, the dispensation of the church, I believe, is drawing to a close. And I know people have said that for years. When I first got saved many years ago, it was being said then, well, the time is short, they would say. And as I started preaching, I would say, the time is short. And I still say, the time is short. If a person would live to be 150 years old today, that time is short. And, of course, I don't know of anyone who's lived to be 150 years old today. But the time is short, and if the world stands another year, 2 years, 100 years, or so, and so forth, that time is still short, because God wants man to please him, to bring glory and honor to him, because he is the creator of mankind, of human beings, of the plants, of the animals, and the planets, and everything else. He is the creator. And he wants us to bring honor and glory to him. And you and I have such a great privilege today of being here, living during the dispensation of the church. And again, I remind you that God has always had a plan, and nothing takes him by surprise. Well, I believe, as I've said, that the church age, or the dispensation of the church, is drawing to a close. And the actual thing that will be the end of the church age, it's marked by the rapture, the catching away of God's people. Well, let me say this. There's something that is not the rapture. What the rapture is not, and I mentioned this the last time, that the rapture is not the second coming of Christ. In Genesis chapter 6 and verse 5, it says, "And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth." Boy, I tell you, you look around today and you see the same thing. The wickedness of man is great today. Well, the verse goes on to say in Genesis 6, 5, it says, "And that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart," that's man's heart, "the thoughts and imaginations of his heart was only evil continually." We look around and we see that right now going on in our world. Genesis chapter 6 and verse 12, it says, "And God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth." There's so much sin in this world. Now, there's always been sin ever since Adam and Eve sinned in the garden, but it seems to be getting worse and worse and worse. And as we look around us today, we say, "Even so, come quickly, Lord Jesus." And that's the reason I say again today that Jesus' coming for the church, the rapture, is going to take place, I believe, very soon. Well, I remind you again that the second coming of Christ is not the rapture. There are many characteristics of Noah's day that can be seen in our day: immorality, demon possession, widespread corruption, violence, universal rebellion against God. On and on it goes. And we've read that in Genesis 6 and verse 5 and verse 12, how that things were so bad back then. In our day, we also see universal rebellion against parents, false professions of faith in God. On and on it goes. And we have, I believe, in churches today, local churches, people who have made false professions. And that's the reason we see so much turmoil and things, strife going on in local churches today. Why is that? Well, Romans chapter 1, verse 22 says, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. Man has become so smart, he believes that he's actually smarter than God. And let me say that there is no one smarter than God. God is the creator. God is all-knowing. God is all-powerful. He knows everything. His power is so great that he created everything. I believe he spoke everything into existence. And we study the Word of God and we see how that the worlds came to be. But the main thing that I look at, and the main, I would say, the thing that I see is that in the beginning was God. In the beginning was God. Genesis chapter 1 talks about that. And John chapter 1 says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Please do not ever forget that everything comes from God. Well, in Matthew chapter 24 and verses 36 through 42, that speaks of the second coming of Christ, not the rapture. So many people get this mixed up and confused. In Matthew 24 and verse 35, it says, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. This is God speaking. Psalm 119, verse 89, it says, Lamed. Now, if you've got your Bible open, and I pray that you do, and as we're studying the Word of God together, Psalm 119, the first word in that psalm says Lamed, capital L-A-M-E-D. And that simply means there's a division in this chapter that's taking place here. It goes on to say in Psalm 119, verse 89, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. In Matthew chapter 24 and verse 36 through 42, we continue to read. In verse 36, it says, but of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. Now, many people take this verse out of context, I believe, when they say that this is speaking of the rapture, that no man knows the day or the time. Well, we don't. We don't know when Jesus is coming back for the church. But I do not believe this verse is speaking primarily of the rapture. It says, once again, but of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. Well, what day and hour is it speaking of here in verse 36? Well, verse 37 says this, but as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. It's verse 37 is speaking of the coming of the Son of Man, or in other words, the second coming of Christ. And that's what it's talking about also in verse 36. It says, but of that day and hour knoweth no man. This is speaking of the second coming of Christ, not the rapture of the church. And I remind you once again, we do not know when the rapture is going to take place or the coming of Jesus Christ, his second coming. And in Matthew 24, and we keep reading verses 38 and 39, it says, for as in the days that were before the flood, remember, I read this in Genesis chapter 6, verses 5 and 12 there a few minutes ago, about just before the flood, how that was evil and everything going on. Well, let's read this verse again, Matthew 24, 38. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage. Now, there's so much confusion that man has caused today in the marriage of women marrying women, men marrying men, calling a man calling another man his wife or his husband, and a woman getting married to another woman, saying that that woman would be her husband or her wife. Well, let me say that God, once again, he had a plan from the beginning, and that was male and female, and that they were to be joined together. Male and female were to be joined. And this is from the beginning. the plan of God was that male and female were to be married, not male and male, not female and female. And there's only two sexes that were ever created, that's ever born into this world, and that is male and female. And people need to get that in their minds. But you see, this is another reason that we see the day approaching of the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, and also something that's going to take place in the near future, I believe. And once again, we'll start reading in verse 38 of Matthew 24. It says, "For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating, drinking, marrying, giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came, and took them all away." Now, this is speaking of the unsaved being taken away, those eating and drinking, not Noah and his family. It goes on to say, "So shall also the coming of the Son of Man be." This is the coming of the Son of Man is the second coming of Christ. And we think of this, many people think that as well. I'm going to go ahead and read verse 40 of Matthew 24. It says, "Then shall two be in the field." And many people take this, I believe, out of context, and they're saying that this is speaking of the rapture. It says, "Then two shall be in the field, the one shall be taken." I believe this is speaking of the unsaved, the one who is taken. And it says in the other, and I believe this is the saved, is left. "Two women shall be grinding at the mill. The one shall be taken," that's the unsaved, "and the other left," that's the saved. And why are they left? To enter the millennium. Verse 42 says, "Watch therefore, for you know not what hour your Lord doth come." This is the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to rightly divide the word of God to understand that the coming, the second coming, is not the rapture of the church, and that these two are in the field, one's taken, that's the unsaved, and one left behind, that is the person who is saved. Now, verses 40 and 41 speak of the sheep and goat judgment. Now, you may have read about this and studied this. If not, you need to look it up and study about the sheep and goat judgment. The wicked, represented by the goats, this would be the unsaved. The wicked shall be taken away for judgment, just as those who did not get on the ark. People who did not get on the ark were taken away for judgment. The saved, and that's the sheep, are those saved people during the tribulation period. These shall be left behind after the tribulation to go into the millennium. There will be people saved during the tribulation period. The Bible in Revelation says there was a number that no man could number of people who were in heaven who had gotten saved, and people who were saved. And Noah and his family, remember, got out of the ark, lived on earth after the judgment, after the flood of God. And the saved people coming out of the tribulation, the judgment of God, will enter the millennium just after the second coming of Christ. And these people going into the millennium will be those saved people who come through the tribulation. Oh, you need to know him today. You need to trust Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. He's coming soon, and you need to be saved so that you can go up with me, as he says, as Jesus says, "Come up hither, and we go to be with the Lord forever." Call upon him today. Trust him as your Lord and Savior.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.